And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 31st of July, 2016. It's the birthday of the author of the Harry Potter series, J.K. Rowling, born near Bristol, England in 1965. Studied French in college, then went to work for Amnesty International as a secretary. She was on a train coming home to London from a weekend looking at flats in Manchester, 1990, when she suddenly got the idea for Harry Potter. She said, "I was looking out of the window at some cows, I believe, and I just thought, boy doesn't know he's a wizard, goes off to wizard school." I have no idea where it came from. I think the idea was floating along the train and looking for someone, and my mind was vacant enough, so it decided to zoom in there. She found a publisher 6 years later who paid her an advance of £1,500, and in 5 years' time, J.K. Rowling went from being on public assistance to being a multimillionaire. It's the birthday of Kim Adonizio, the poet and novelist, born Washington, D.C., 1954. Kim Adonizio, who said, "What I've learned is simple. If you nurture it, it will expand, and it will nurture you in return." It was on this date, 1703, the novelist Daniel Defoe was put in the pillories in London for sedition. He'd published a little satiric pamphlet advocating that the Church of England deal with nonconformists or dissenters simply by killing them. The church didn't see it as a joke. They found him. He was tried, found guilty, imprisoned, and sentenced to stand 3 times in the pillory where people would likely throw rotten eggs at him. But his satire was popular, and the crowd drank to his health, and they pelted him with flowers. And it's the birthday of the chemist and writer Primo Levi, born in Turin, Italy, 1919. He was in northern Italy hoping to join the resistance against the Nazis. When he was captured, he was sent to Auschwitz, where he worked as slave labor in a rubber factory. He wrote 2 memoirs about his wartime experiences, If This Is a Man and The Truce, and also novels and stories and poems, and a collection of 21 meditations called The Periodic Table, each one named for a chemical element. Primo Levi died in 1987 after he fell or jumped from his 3rd-floor balcony in Turin. Here's a poem for today by Laura Foley, Gratitude List. Praise be this morning for sleeping late, the sandy sheets, the ocean air, the midnight storm that blew its waters in. Praise be the morning swim, mid-tide, the clear sands underneath our feet, the dogs who leap into the waves, their fur sticky with salt, the ball we throw again and again. Praise be the green tea with honey, the bread we dip in finest olive oil, the eggs we fry. Praise be the reeds, gold and pink in the summer light, the sand between our toes, our swimsuits flapping in the breeze. A poem entitled Gratitude List by Laura Foley, used by permission of the poet here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by LegalZoom, resources to help protect intellectual property, including trademark, copyrights, patents, and independent attorney consultations. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.